Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's podcast. It is a salesperson's dream to find someone with a problem, work through all of the processes and the steps to find out if maybe you are a viable option to help them find a solution. So when that call gets made and you are ready to go and they ask for help and the child in you wants to help them because that's what your mom taught you to do, you get moving, right? Well, in this podcast, we're going to tell you why that is wrong. So without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Elizabeth had just gotten the call every salesperson hopes for each day. A target account in her territory reached out and asked that she come right away to help them with a big problem. Knowing her technical expertise could be very valuable in this situation, Elizabeth felt sure that winning the project was just a matter of not making a fatal mistake. Her competitive fires were stoked and her confidence at an all-time high as she made the appointment to be there 3 days later. Despite the repeated requests for her to drop everything else she had going, Elizabeth held firm and kept the date she asked for at the onset of the conversation. She had seen this movie before, so this time she was determined to keep her emotions under control and the prospect on a leash instead of rushing headlong into another disappointment. Diagnosis. Like many less disciplined salespeople, Elizabeth's emotions and inability to control them led her down this road many times before, only to find out that she had been taken down the path to nowhere. The prospects all know how to hook eager salespeople that think a frantic call for help means that someone has to buy no matter what. We need to place an order right now and price isn't an issue were the lines she had fallen for early and often in her career. And Elizabeth made a commitment to learn that lesson once and for all after spending a commission she hadn't earned yet. So whenever she encountered what sounded like a bluebird opportunity, Elizabeth stopped long enough to assert control over her emotions and the process. Prescription. By forcing herself to ask questions where perhaps she didn't want to hear the answer, Elizabeth was able to get the prospect to discover how much they really did need her help. The questions she employed helped the client figure out how expensive it really had become to do business with a competitor, the one that promised everything was no problem. Instead of rushing in with a demo or presentation full of surefire features and benefits, Elizabeth controlled the entire process, made sure she followed the rules of engagement, and did not agree to a deal that wasn't in the best interest of her firm. Phrases like, "help me understand," and "what do you see as the best timeline?" allowed the prospect to give her the information she needed to make sound business decisions. She had been right. Elizabeth ended up getting the order because she had made sure she didn't screw this one up by going too fast. Critical thinking. Can you think of one situation where you should have slowed the process down before moving forward? Would your outcome have changed had you slowed down to speed up? The drill. The drill always starts with a final thought for the morning. Today we have one, and it's just from the World Wide Web. Building business is like a race between the hare and the tortoise. Steady consistency tops erratic speed. And now the drill, as always, what happened last week with your stated goals? Did you accomplish them? Were you short? Did you overachieve? What tactics did you use? And now this week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and the growth dynamics tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. As always, Charlie and I are here for you. If you need coaching, documents, supporting information, just reach out and let us know. We're happy to help. Now, go out there and make this week the best week yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.